Just to clarify, you said you are okay with this being recorded,
yes,
correct?
yes,
Okay.
yes.
So I am Abigail Jacoby. It is currently November 15th, 2023.
Okay.
Would you be able to introduce yourself really quickly?
I am Terry Sanders, T-E-R-R-I-S-A-N-D-E-R-S. I am the publisher owner of the Omaha Star newspaper located in North Omaha.
Very nice. Thank you. So we are going to be talking about lead remediation and advocacy and the Superfund site in relation to a class that I'm currently taking called History of Environmental Inequalities with Dr. Adam Sundberg.
Okay.
So you already introduced yourself and your position. Can you tell me about the first time that you heard about lead in Omaha?
I can't tell you the year, but I remember that it was, I have children that are now between 40 and 32, three of them. And I remember when they were little, they talked about paint chips and lead in the paint chips and how important it was that you know what kind of paint is at your house, what about the dirt in your yard. And I remember them long ago and far away testing the dirt in the yard to see if it had been contaminated. And I was not really aware of that or to know the facts about if your children had eaten paint chips or played in the dirt or eaten the dirt, heaven forbid, what were the ramifications or what were the symptoms of children who had been poisoned by lead?
Okay, so can you talk about being a mother with young children and having this concern in your community and what that felt like and how you dealt with that?
First of all, I grew up in this community. We lived in an older house. And, you know, when they're painting your house, you don't ask them, was there lead in that paint?
Right.
You're painting the house. I was a little concerned. I was relieved that there was no lead, not in our soil or in the paint that had been in the house. But it talks about how lead affects your children's learning. Maybe those children are slower to retain or slower to speak or just their learning style is not quote unquote average. And so that is always of a concern to a mother. Is my child okay?
Right. And have you seen people in your community be directly impacted by lead or lead poisoning?
I have heard of people whose children were affected by lead poisoning. Their learning was slower. And by my children being in the community schools, you also had to be concerned about that at your school. You know, is that an older building? Was the building painted with lead? And so, yes, I have seen that. At one point, there was a government food program for mothers. And it was a concern, has your child been affected by lead? And so, luckily, none of my three children were affected by lead. But it is a scary proposition.
Were there any kind of advocacy programs in terms of finding out if schools were painted with lead and dealing with that issue for children that you can remember?
Of course, with this being a, is it called Superfund site?
Mm-hmm.
I remember when they first started testing for that.
Right.
And at the time, I had a business located in the Business Technology Center on 24th and Lake. And there were several companies located in that building that did the testing for lead, that tested the soil, that tested the paint. And I just remember, wow, this is serious. They are paying people to do this. Yeah.
Can you remember any kind of pushback that members of the community might give in to any of the remediation efforts?
I can't remember any pushbacks that I was aware of. If nothing else, people were relieved to know that this was recognized and that it was being handled. Now, I know that there is current concern about, I don't want to say the wrong entity, OPPD, mm-hmm. and their smokestacks.
Okay.
And that mm-hmm. still, that they should have by now this year eliminated all of those. And I think they only eliminated two.
Mm-hmm.
And there are still three that are operational. So that is and still should be a concern about the emissions that gives off.
Right. So you said that people were relieved to know when the Superfund site was declared mm-hmm. that lead was being acknowledged as a problem in the community.
Mm-hmm.
So would you say that people were aware previous to that this was an issue?
I would say no.
No.
I don't think that people were aware. I mean, that is not something that you routinely look into.
Mm-hmm.
You buy an older home. Okay, fine. Mm-hmm. Are you concerned that the paint that was there previously was lead? And I remember the Superfund employees, how they would go through, scrape all the paint, and repaint. That was important.
Mm-hmm. So our class is focusing on this topic as an environmental injustice.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that this issue of lead in Omaha is an injustice towards certain groups?
Sure it is. Sure it is. I mean, you find it mainly in North Omaha.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that people of color are the people that live in North Omaha, so mm-hmm. that is automatically an injustice just by association and location.
Right. Okay. And how does that make you feel as a member of the North Omaha community?
Well, again, that is unfair.
Mm-hmm.
And that we always need to be vigilant about what goes on in our community, what is happening in our community, and any of the ramifications of what has been done before, how are we still living with that?
Right. How would you say that this topic has influenced your work with the Omaha Star and being a business owner?
Being a business owner, I believe prior to my coming to the Omaha Star, which was since 2020, before that, there, of course, was acknowledgement of the Superfund, and there was a lot of media around surrounding that and informing the community.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I cannot say personally that same push has been about. And of course, by your class studying it, it brings it to the top of my mind.
Mm-hmm.
But I need it to be more than just top of mind. I need to know specifically so that I can inform our readers. Inform our readers about what could potentially be going on in their yards and in their homes.
Right. So would you say that there is anybody else in the community right now that represents the history of lead or has been an advocate for lead advocacy in our community that you think that we could potentially speak to?
I think Preston Love
mm-hmm.
has been very involved with looking at the smokestacks and the toxins that is putting out.
Mm-hmm.
I would recommend you talk to him.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What else do you think that we should know about this topic? A lot of the people in our group do not come from Omaha,
mm-hmm.
so we're still in the process of learning about it. I personally am from Omaha, so that has changed my perspective a bit. But what else do you think that people from Omaha and not from Omaha should know about this?
I think people need to know that this risk exists
mm-hmm.
and what are the side effects of this risk, so that if someone is exhibiting those side effects, that they can receive treatment or at least acknowledgement and know what to do next.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very nice. Is there anything else that you would like to contribute?
No, that's all I can think of.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Well, no problem.
All right.